This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner about the importance of hub city financing. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner talking about hub city financing.
How much of technology has really created this need for a new quality of life and the new need for the new employee out in the workplace? I'm not here to bring up your age or anything like that, but I'm sure you actually pick up a newspaper and read it still. So you're over 50 years old, but are you following the technology stuff, or is that a little bit too far gone for you, sir?
No, I'm following it. I want you to know that when it comes to the technology, it's critical. When you talked about the EERC, and that for those that don't know, that's the Energy and Environmental Research Center that's at Grand Forks, which is probably the best kept secret probably in the state of North Dakota. Those of us know what it is, but many people don't have a clue that it's there. They have done a lot of research in helping us get more oil out of the shale. And, you know, when we started, we got probably 5 to 6% of the oil out of the shale. That meant that 94 to 95% of that oil was still in the shale. We now have increased that to 10. Why? Because of research that's being done, not only by the EERC, but also by the individual oil and gas companies. They're out there always trying new things and trying new techniques. And so we're getting more oil out of the shale than we used to. And we will continue to work on technology to do that. And, of course, I would like to mention when you talk about technology and safety, don't forget the unmanned aircraft, which is being touted and promoted up at UND. That is critical, not only to energy, but it's critical to agriculture. For example, those drones can fly the pipelines. We've had pipeline spills that have created a lot of problems and chaos for us. But if we can spot those things earlier or find out where the leaks are.
To listen to the full-length interview with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.